This is going to hurt, but most people are boring. So what makes you boring? Well, the thing that makes you boring is that you have a narrow cone of vision, and even that tiny visual field only deals with you. What you want, what you need to, what you have to, what you should, what you wish, what you desire, all about you. Okay, so I am looking at people, and after I published those two articles yesterday, and I am seeing, I am only looking at clients at this point, really, that the ones that are boring are have nothing interesting to share. There's nothing interesting to say, and even if there is, they talk about themselves. And the truth in the matter is that your concern and keeping your nose to the grindstone will never get out of your ditch. What will get you out of the ditch is flying. Okay? So how do you fly? Well, you fly on the wings of story. You fly on the wings of being taken someplace where you are too grand bound to go. That's what makes up the spirit, and that's what makes you even have a different attitude in doing the things that you have to, and you need to, and you should, and you want, and you desire, because suddenly they are in a bigger world. So what makes a world bigger is not really chipping away on the ditch wall, as I said in one of the articles, or in one of my coaching sessions, or in one of my podcasts, but really the ability to fly on the wing of poetry, on the wing of something, okay, that takes you there. Now, let me just stop for a moment, let you think something through. Some of my clients write or want to write for a living, and or make music. So I need to think this over. If they can go there on their own wings. Yeah, I just gave myself a few seconds to think it over, and I even muscle tested it. And the answer is no. When you are digging in what you already have, you're still in the same small box, and you are only going to talk about what you already know. Whereas books and movies and music by somebody else is going to take you into a bigger place, and that is what you want. You are boring because you are trying to work with what you already have. I actually remember when I was in architecture school that I was boring. You could say that architecture is a big box, but it's still a box, okay? And because I didn't have time to watch anything or read anything, because Hungarian architecture school is so strenuous and so time-consuming, I didn't. Now, looking back, it took me an hour one way and an hour backwards commuting, because I lived relatively far from the school, okay? And I could have attempted to read in the bus, but I didn't. What did I do? I don't know what I did, but I didn't do it. Later, when I was working as an architect, I did. I read on the vehicles that took me to work and on the way back too, and I became interesting. So how does that work? They say if you want to be interesting, be interested. for the most part, they mean it, or you mean it, is that in a conversation, be interested in what the other has to say. But it is bigger than that. You need to be interested in being taken to places where you didn't think you wanted to go. One of the things that I see when I talk to my brother, who is very interested in politics, he lives in Hungary, which is a shitty country, and about half of our conversation is about what he has to say. And I have an experience of my world being enlarged and maybe want to know more, is so whatever I'm protecting myself from, it's like, I need to do my thing, it keeps me boring, okay? So that's really very important to get interested, and instead of having to talk, have someone talk, and make them fly if they can't. And if they are really ground bound, then don't talk to them. And if it's a book that's ground bound, don't talk to them. And if it don't get sucked into somebody else's little box or soapbox or whatever it is, and be now doubly ground bound. Oh my God, tongue twister. Anyway, so get interested. Okay? Thank you.